This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This edition of Achtung Millwall is dedicated to the memory of Anthony Murphy, who sadly passed away on Friday.
And I'm not going away with some dirty Northern punts to spit all over me. When he spits over me, I'm not going to play the last of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to a wet and rainy but sunny also Wembley Stadium for the League One playoff final, Millwall versus Bradford City. You know that already. We've got the sounds of Let 'Em Come pounding around Wembley Stadium. Lions team unchanged from the playoff win up at Scunthorpe. My Twitter has failed me, so I'm going to do it from memory. See if I can do it from memory, shall I? Jordan Archer in goal, in the middle, Byron Webster, Sean Hutchinson. On the right, Marlon Romeo. On the left, Tony Craig. In the middle, Jimmy Abdu, Sean Williams. Either side of them. Take a guess at Wallace and O'Brien on either side. Up front, Lee Gregory, Steve Morrison. Apology if that's wrong. I don't care. I'm sitting next to Crazy Horse. Welcome to the show, Neil.
Hello.
And I'm sitting next to Stan. Hello, Stan.
You right?
Absolute sea of jester's hats outside, dear listeners. Replica shirt and jester hat city in Bradford. I came in from that side. I parked the car today. Drove up. Walked around from the other side of the stadium through an immense tribute to the power of club shop sales in Bradford. They must sell a fortune up there. It's no wonder our club's skint, because we don't sell anything. On our side, it's more kind of shorts, tattooed legs, and casual loafers. Weather is by turns beautiful, awful, beautiful, awful. I came out this morning when it was beautiful, dressed for a summer's day. Got as far as Wembley and discovered it like a deluge, bit of biblical proportions when I got out of the car. The only jacket I had was in the boot of the car. It's actually a work jacket, so I'm sitting here in my work branded jacket, dear listeners. I'm sorry if I don't cut any fashion points for you all, but as it's a sound podcast, no one really gives a shit, do they? I'm usually sat fairly low to the... Do you like sitting low in the crowd, Neil? Or do you a man further back on the terraces? Where do you traditionally sit?
Usually further back.
Yeah, I do.
You know, at the old place, it was kind of on the halfway line. But two crash barriers up, I think it was, or was it the first one?
Yeah, that's kind of the place I used to go. We're quite low here. We've got like a... It's like a medieval style defensive moat in front of us. Not bad view of the pitch, in all honesty. We're right in the front row, just along the side from the side goal, a few yards short of the halfway line. It's a magnificent stadium, Wembley Stadium. Anyone who went to the old stadium, I always thought it was a bit tatty. Do you ever like the old stadium, Neil? I always thought it was a bit run down, a bit tatty, the old Wembley.
I went there a few times, actually. Obviously, the all-way windscreen shield.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I ended up there at the Bolton-Aston Villa FA Cup semi-final when it went to penalties.
Right
at the front, on these kind of stalls that had no back.
Yeah.
It was just painful to sit there and watch a game of football.
The view at the front of the old ground was awful. I went to England, Argentina, about 1970, late 70s. His first game, Diego Maradona, was seen. All I can say of Diego Maradona is I saw his legs, because you couldn't see much else, because you're kind of below the pitch at some slight places.
David Johnson scored twice in that, didn't he?
So good riddance to the old Wembley. I know they prattle on about the Twin Towers. I don't know, sentiment and all that kind of stuff. This is a magnificent stadium. The arch stretching above us, blue skies, really is something to see. When we came here last year for the playoff final, we were sat behind the goal in like a very nice comfy seat, but I felt totally disconnected from the action in front of us.
I was more disconnected than Tony Craig was on the pitch.
Oh, ouch, boom, boom. This is why we bring him on the show, listeners. But as it is, we're right at the front. I think we're going to be much closer to the action today, dear listeners. Later on in today's show, we're going to be a post-match cut-chew with Harry Warren, who is in the sophistication of Club Wembley today. He's texted me as I came in the outside. Is there less strings in Club Wembley? No strings in Club Wembley, apparently. I've avoided the underground today as I drove. I've got to go out after this, so I brought the car, so I haven't had any exposure to stringdom myself either so far. Actually, there's no need for me to memorise the team. They're going to run through them in a moment. I'm going to record that, just in case I've got it all wrong. We'll have a little check-up on whether I can remember the team from the a fantastic win up at Scunthorpe. There we go, Millwall team, Joel Narcher, number one in goal. Sean Hutchinson, the central defence. Played really well over the two legs of the playoff semis. Craig on the left, Neil's favourite player, Tony Craig. Sean Williams in the middle. Lee Gregory up front, they're doing them in the numerical order. Why do they put them in formation order? 12 Marlon Mario. Why do they do that? They just do it to annoy me. Jed Wallace on the wing, got that right. Byron in central defence, got that right. Morrow up front, got that right. Aidan O'Brien on the wing, got that right. Abdu in the middle, yeah, got that right. Subs, King, Worrell, Ben Thompson, Onyedin, McCallum, Butcher, Shane Ferguson, Jay Cooper on the bench. Two tightly balanced teams here, dear listeners.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Bloke just had his pint slung away to my left. Silly bringing it in, but why he won't give him the option to go and finish it inside, I don't know. But the Jobsworth steward, IP2, slung it away in front of him. And they wonder why riots happen. I'm only joking. Just waiting for the teams to come onto the pitch. A very first world problem. I've just found that all social media seem to be hanging. There is no Twitter, there is no Facebook for me at the moment at least. My reception is not working. So how awful. How do we survive in the days before social media? I don't know. Two teams appearing on the big screens now, dear listeners. Here they come. Into the arena. Wembley Stadium, not full by any stretch of your imagination. There go the fireworks. A very mob development, fireworks. Stan likes it. You like the fireworks, Stan? Big hit with Stan, fireworks. Old kids like me and Neil, not so happy.
No, no.
But no, not a full stadium. Top tier above us. All empty. Bradford End looks reasonably full. Lions End, I think, is filling. So how will the teams approach this? Is it business or is it an event? Last year, of course, we came to the Barnsley defeat when Neil Harris, I think, afterwards said that Neil probably treated it more as an event day out rather than business. Famously in 2010, after the similar experience against Scunthorpe the year before, we approached it as business. I'm hoping we've approached today in the same vein. This is work, piece of work today. Team's just been introduced to some dignitary or some stuffed shirt, some sort out there. Lions sold 27,000, we believe, 24,000 for the Bradford. Bradford wearing their curious diagonal striped shirt. I can't think of any other team I've ever seen in diagonal striped shirts, Neil.
Man United had away one, diagonal blue one.
With diagonal stripes. I was going to mention Peru with their...
I won't.
Only one stripe. Lions in the same kit today that served us so well up at Glanford Park. Blue and white striped shirt, white shorts, white stockings. There you go, dear listeners. This is what our sixth or seventh trip to Wembley since 2009. It's our second home. We've been in more than some Premier League clubs. But today's all about the result. Don't matter about the performance, it's the result. For me, this is about making sure we get ourselves back into the Championship on a level where we can maybe push on and certainly keep our name in front of the media at the moment because of the general election that's going on and the continuing threat to our stadium by the pits and Avantes, the Lewisham Council. As you're well aware, dear listeners, we have a candidate standing in the Lewisham East by-election. And Lewisham East covers Lewisham, Downham, Lee Green, Blackheath, places between. If you're in that constituency, you'll see a lady called Willow Winston. She's the lady whose art studio and home has been threatened by Lewisham Council. Vote for her. Get your fucking selves out to the election booths on June the 8th and vote for Willow Winston. This is a massive opportunity to get our name out there and keep the pressure on Lewisham Council. You know what you got to do. Here we go, teams line up. Interesting fact, Wembley is 115 yards by 75 yards, but then 115 yards by 74 yards. About the same size pitch, how about that? Well, here we go. Lions attacking to our left, there's a look. Early signs already, just 3 minutes in. Bradford trying to spread play, they're on the attack here, coming down Millwall's right at the moment. Trying to spread play around, cross field balls. The Lions, as you would expect, less direct, less fussy in their approach. Here come Bradford on the attack now, 7 minutes, come down the right hand side. They've exploited that side a couple of times already. Ball falls left now, seven on the ball. Mill lining up behind the ball. Bradford still in possession. Here they come again, he's going to go for a goal kick. He's headed wide, it's Williams again now. What can he do? Can't beat his man. Stumbles around and loses possession. Wanted an early ball in, didn't get it. Now come Bradford on the break. 12 minutes. Ball through, on goal. Misses! Wow! Fucking hell. Man through on goal, puts it wide on the right-hand post. John Ross expressed himself. I thought that was in from the angle I was at, dear listeners. Looking at it from sitting, camera now. He saved it. That was a brilliant save there, Neil. Got a fingertip to that. Corner Bradford.
He was offside, though.
Right side of corner Bradford. First real clear cut chance for him in that break. Ball bouncing around. It's going to be a whistle there. Stops play. Wow. What a save by Jordan Archer. Well, that's live on the atmosphere. It's not a full house, but you won't want for atmosphere in here, dear listeners. Open game, Neil. Not normally this open. Playoff finals. 15 minutes in. Lino getting an incessant amount of abuse.
You fucking wanker!
I don't think I agree with that last decision there. It's quite a difference of opinion. Effort on the break on the left-hand side now. Ball into the middle. Batted away by Jules Narsha from the near post. Coming for the 15th minute. Surface getting very skiddy out there. The rain has been falling all day, and one or two tackles flying in. Marlon just went flying there and trying to release the ball. Both sides come here committed for a win, that's for sure. No holds are being barred. Here comes Wallace down the right hand side, ball into the box. Full side up, gone for a corner. One moment I thought he had the chance. It's gone for a corner at the middle wall. 16 minutes in, wow, it's been an action-packed 16 minutes. I've got to say that to you, dear listeners. 20 minutes of incessant action, Neil. I think it's an open final, I've got to say that much.
Yeah, it's very open, isn't it?
Best chance, obviously, falling to Bradford. That break palmed away brilliantly by Jordan Archer. Otherwise, the spell of pressure by the Lions is open stuff. You get a sense there's a goal coming at some stage. Who for, I really don't know at the moment. Here comes Bradford down the left. Ball into the box. That's going to be headed, not kind of clear, by Hutchinson. 22 minutes, halfway point in the first half. They'll probably say they've had the best chance of the game, which they have. The Lions are by no means second best in this contest. Here they come down the left. Don't overcook my bacon and eggs. Gone for a Bradford throw-in, left-hand side. 23 minutes, real opportunity now for Bradford. Free kick on the edge of the middle penalty area. So here we go, real chance for Bradford. Shot straight into the wall. He did his job, the body stood their ground. Very, very brave. Come the Lions down the right-hand side. Abdu trying to link up, not his strongest suit, unfortunately. O'Brien gets penalised on 27 minutes. Going to be a free kick for Bradford in defence. Just had a text from Harry Warren. She's made the footballing gods be with us. I think they might be after that early save there from Jordan Archer. Let's hope they stay with us. It can be fickle, like the gods of Olympus. You know, one of those Ray Harryhausen movies, you know, where they sit up there playing chess with humankind. I sometimes wonder if that's what they do with Millwall. Coming up towards the 29th minute. It's been incessant, an incessant game, that's for sure. Good advert for League One football. Two teams come here committed for the win. Both sides going at it. It's a credit to the division. A right-sided corner for Bradford. It's low. back across the box. It's bouncing around in the middle of the... Melee. It's gone for a goal kick. Sorry, a moment of froze there. Ball seemed to be sticking in the middle penalty area. A melee of players around it, but nothing happening. Anyway, it's gone for a goal kick, 33 minutes. Probably the balance of pressure in the game increasingly towards Bradford at the moment. They seem to be having the ball down our end a lot more than we have it at theirs, but then that seems to be our style, is to soak it up and go long. Move breaks down, Lions clear their lines. We're giving the ball a lot to them at the moment, as you'd expect. Probably a little bit too much for comfort for me. 35 minutes. 40 minutes. Applause for the Millwall fan Anthony Murphy, who sadly passed away on Friday. As you may know, he was the he suffered a heart attack recently at the game for Northampton. Our condolences, I think, all we can say to the family of Anthony Murphy, but that's the tribute from the Millwall end for one of our own. You predictable twat. That's good. I'm going to use that one as an insult in the future.
Predictable prick.
A predictable prick. There's a lot of pre-R's in that phrase.
Every time you have a bald-headed prick.
There we are. There's a half-time whistle. The bald-headed prick wait, blows up. Oh, an incessant half of action, one way and the other. We've got our money's worth. 0-0 at the break. Line's done very well for me to keep it tight. Bradford probably would say they've had more pressure overall, but they also have the benefit of a bent referee. So there we are. At the break, 0-0.
Achtung, Mehlball.
What's that, Prince Song? Sign of the times. We're actually watching a video game being played on the big screen. A football game, like FIFA or something.
It is FIFA.
It is FIFA. But, and they've got a little image of the two blokes playing the game. And we're all watching a fucking video game. I can't... not the Millwall I know. I did read on an in-flight magazine, I think actually you were quoted in it, Neil, about the rising tide of video games and their actual World Cups for this stuff now.
No, I was quoted in the European Championship.
European Championships.
A friend of mine...
on the EasyJet. So it wasn't anything flash.
Yeah, a friend of mine does all this. He does all the e-gaming stuff.
Because the actual... I mean, seriously, there are championships and World Cups...
Big business. Medals now in the Asian Games.
Absolutely. Is it chance to attack? It was coming back from Berlin. They had a German player, I think it was Ozil, with his World Cup medal next to a German female footballer, sports star, and this bloke who played video games. I thought, you're not really a sportsman, are you, when you're just a video game, though, you know?
I don't know.
Neil disagrees. Basically, you do a lot of sitting around, eating Maltesers.
That's what I like.
The training must be minimal, apart from sitting in front of a fucking TV. What do I know? Millwall playing better in the video game than they are in real life.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Both sets of fans doing their best to urge on their sides. 60-minute mark coming up. Everything to play for. It's been a very open contest, it's got to be said. Either side can still take this. We'll feel they can still win it. Gregory on the halfway line takes and turns. All through by Chambers! Oh, it's his wide! Wallace through in front of goal. Clips it wide on the left hand post. 60 minutes. Major shots from Millwall. Game is opening up. Ball breaks in the middle. Morrison through on goal. Finds. Gregory, the ball clips off his feet, it's gone wide, they're going to be a corner, middle corner, 61 minutes, Lions showing the heat up, more pressure now, Shep urging the steward in front of us to turn around and look at the game, could be a bit of Sean Williams right-sided corner, coming towards the 62nd minute now, floats in, near post, headed behind another corner, another right-side corner, floats in more central, referee blows up. Bradford player went flying in there. Don't know what happened. Any chance to give away a free kick though, it seems, from this referee's point of view. 66 minutes. Another middle call on the right hand side, more middle pressure. Sean Williams takes right side, ball in deep. Hutchinson seems to go flying there.
One touch, get in.
Ball clears by Bradford. Halfway through the second half. Last quarter game. It's all on the line, dear listeners. I can't handle it, can you? Aidan O'Brien coming out of the game. Shane Ferguson coming in, 69 minutes. Time for a change. Very finely balanced game. Where's your money, Neil?
It's in your pocket, mate.
It's in your pocket. Too close to call for me. Too close to call. 75 minutes approaching. Deep, deep, deep from Ferguson. Finds Hutchinson at the far post. Taken by the goalkeeper, no danger there. Beautiful defensive take by Jed Wallace. Runs from defence and it's Platter wins a free kick. That's got to be a yellow, and it is a yellow for the three. Wallace looked up at the crowd there to see what the... Little boy next to me having his ears shielded from the language. I think you come to the wrong place to have your ears shielded. What an intense game this has been, listeners. Normally when I do this, I try and build a little bit of an offbeat colour and whatnot, but this is no chance for that today. 77 minutes. The tension there ramping up. 13 minutes to go. Good work by Gregory. Forces an error. This is Wallace. Inside he finds Morrison. Ball blocked. Going for a corner. Chance for Millwall. Right side of the corner for the Lions. Ticking towards the 79th minute. Why are people applauding the attendance? What's that? That's no achievement at all, is it? It's just how many people turned up for this game. People are applauding the attendance. Why do they do that? There's Gregory on the halfway line. Move for Bradford breaks down. Gregory brings that cross into the Bradford half. Comes towards 85 minutes. He's got Williams overlapping him. The ball into the box. There's a little skip header. No! Steve Morrison! 1-0 Millwall! Ball in the middle! Morrison close! 85 minutes! Lions lead it! 1-0! Fucking hell! Yeah! What a goal! What a goal! We're scuffing! How is that what a goal? That's a fucking brilliant goal! Morrison from close range! 1-0 Millwall! Minutes to go, 4 minutes to go. I want to see the replay. Left-sided cross from Ferguson. Morrison scuffed it in from close range. Maybe it came off his bum, except it going off the post. It went in the net. All accounts. One number wall, 86 minutes, and another much extra time gets played. They haven't shown the replay yet, maybe they will do in a minute. Dear oh dear, how do we do this every fucking week, eh? Oh my giddy arm. Oh, it's very stupid! That was the one chance. We've defended all game. That was the one chance we were looking for. Much better second half for the Lions, but still, the balance of play, you'd say, was with Bradford. That ball's run through to the goalkeeper there. Jed Boyle's going out of the game. He's played well. Made some fantastic runs. Who's coming into the game? Fred. Fred's coming into the game. Lee Gregory leaving the pitch on 89 minutes. Who's coming in? Callum Butcher. 5 minutes extra time. They keep having a pulse of the playoffs thing up on the screen where they seem to be monitoring a Mill fan's pulse rate. One bloke's going a pulse rate of 201 beats per minute. We're going to have another heart attack on our hands the way that bloke's going.
Just cut that bit out.
A silly ball there by Fred. A nothing free kick. It's going to be a Bradford throw-in on the halfway line. Bradford on the attack. Launch forwards. Oh, for fuck's sake! Sorry. That into the side now. I thought it was in the net. Calm down, calm down. Sorry for those swear words. I thought it got in the net. Goal kick. Let's watch it on the replay. It kind of falls on the right-hand side. there came a penalty, and then it's slammed into the side netting. Goal kick for Millwall. Couldn't do this too often, I'll tell you that much. How long will the referee give it? Down into the corner. There it is! Millwall done it! There it is! Millwall the championship! 1-0 Millwall! The Lions have done it! Fucking Millwall! What achievement! What achievement! What achievement by this team! Lions ecstatic! Both the players on the ground disconsolate. What an achievement for Millwall! What a I'm lost for words. Jimmy Abdul in prayer in front of us, I think. Picked up by his colleagues. I am lost for words. Lions have done it. What a fantastic performance. Scarsby in front of Jed Wallace. That is a magnificent performance. Say what you like. Stands ecstatic. Wow. Some supporters on the pitch. Supporters on the pitch. Let's hope it's joyous. Calls them to get off. So the fence to be on the pitch is probably a little bit late in the day. Well, what a day, dear listeners. What a day, what a performance. Millwall stood their ground in the first half, came into it more in the second half, and clinched it with that late, late winner from Steve Morrison. Magnificent show by Lions. Through the whole side, that was a top quality effort and performance. They get their just desserts of promotion to the championship. What a thing to say. So they're bringing out the podium for the awards ceremony. Sean Williams taking the congratulations of the crowd over on the far side there. Wonderful stuff, dear listeners. This is what the whole season was all about. Who'd have thought this at moments earlier on this season? We can always guarantee Wembley looks forward to the visit of Millwall each season. Lions, it kind of lines up the steps. They disappear inside view, unlike the old Wembley, the 39 steps famously. Now they go up and in and come back out again on the next level. Images from inside that must be the interior of the presentation area. Lions players doing their nuts, as you can imagine. Steve Morrison with a crucial goal, is John Beilson on screen. How fitting that Morrison gets the critical goal that wins this. His contribution to this season has been immense. Here comes Tony Craig. Onto the balcony. Here they come, Millwall. To collect the trophy. The Sky Bet playoff trophy. Whatever it's called, I don't know. It's got Sky Bet ribbons on it. Morrison picking up the rear. I'd have sent him forward. Maybe they want the adulation. That's the kind of bloke he is. Craig leads us to his club captain. Here we are, going to lift the trophy up there. There's Neil Harris on screen. What a season for Neil Harris. His second season in full management. Been to the playoffs twice. Second time successful. Speaking with Steve Morrison there. Shielding his words. Can't tell what they're saying. And there they are. Lions fans celebrating on the balcony. Wonderful, wonderful scenes. Heroes behind us. What a day. What performance. Stan thinks it's always like this down at Millwall. Yeah, he's a glory hunter and he comes to the big games. There's the trophy for Millwall! Promotion to the championship! There goes the exploding tinsel. Tony Craig with a trophy in his hands. Wembley on the balcony. Listen to that. Bradford End is empty. Millwall End is still very, very full. The celebrations will go on in late into the night. You can bet your bomb dollar on that. Neil Harris' smiling face on the big screen. The trophy being passed along the line. Brilliant stuff. There we are. That's been today's coverage of the game. We're going to be right back after these messages with a little bit of post-match euphoria with Mr. Harry Warren. Big thank you to Crazy Hawks and to Stan. We're back after these messages.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Huge welcome on the show now to our show regular Harry Warren. What a day, Harry. My voice is croaky. How's yours, mate?
The voice is hanging on. The head might be a little bit sore, but it was well worth it.
Now, you were in Club Wembley yesterday.
I was,
what, yeah. What was your experience of Club Wembley like? I was down with the kids down in the front, but you were up there in the Sophisticates part. What was it like?
Yeah, it was quite nice, actually. I mean, we got there early because I knew you could drink in sort of in the stadium.
Yeah.
But I went in the £239 three-course meal. I just want to make it very clear that I'm not there. Right. No, it was nice. I was just at a right the halfway line and
fantastic.
The experience up there. I mean, if you're gonna pay that money for the tickets, it made it worth.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And even some of the £62 tickets, I think, were in Club Wembley as well. They're good quality tickets. The seats are good.
And string free.
Only Millwall season ticket holders, seemingly. So, and that's people knew what they were talking about. So you didn't have people calling players wrong names and whatever. So that's a personal annoyance of mine.
Oh, Harry, what an immense day that was. We were just saying off air, listeners. I've not long got up. I can hear my voice as I'm talking to you, Harry, now. I can hear it. I've done no notes. I've done no prep. I'm just staring at an iPad with a report of yesterday's game on it. And I thought, I said to Harry, we'll blag it. So here we are blagging it. This is what blagging it sounds like, listeners. What an incredible achievement. I don't know where to start with that game, really, Harry. It was a huge performance, wasn't it? One of the best of all time, in my opinion, for a Millwall team. Given the circumstances.
Yeah, I think it was. I think the first half, we weathered the storm. They were the better football inside. I mean, let's not take anything away from that. The Jordan Archer save is massive.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a save in real time, but seeing it back, it's a top quality save from a much maligned recently goalkeeper who sort of put Wembley demons of himself last season to bed, I think, with that save. And I think it sort of...
Jordan has a touch of the world class about him, not all the time and not in every game, but when he delivers a big save, bloody hell, don't he deliver it? I mean, in real time, I'm the same. I thought the chap had missed it. And it wasn't until a corner was awarded that I'd realised that Jordan must have got a fingertip to it, which makes it an immense save, because I think if we'd have gone behind, we would have struggled yesterday. They were a decent side, decent setup.
Yeah, they come there with a game plan. I think they shifted the ball wide, put it into areas. I think maybe they lacked to Morrison and Gregory. And obviously Morrison popped up and got the winner. for us, but that's what they lacked, to be honest.
Yeah, that clinical finish. Yeah, I agree.
And for the last few years, that's what we've lacked until we've found Morrison and Gregory together, really. And I suppose that's not just the only thing, but putting the ball in the back of the net is the hardest in football, and we've got two that can do it. I suppose that's what makes us such a dangerous side, especially in this division, is having two in this league, two of the best strikers in the league.
I mean, in a way, I was driving away yesterday after the game. I drove around there rather than caught the public transport. partially for string avoidance techniques. And I used Just Park. Listeners, incidentally, what a great little app that is. You can find yourself a little spot quite close to the stadium, walk round. So Just Park, go for it in the future. No strings. So I had quite a pleasant day of it, one way and the other. I mean, I couldn't drink. But I thought the performance yesterday was like a microcosm of the whole season, because you're right, Harry, we were up against it in that first half. We they were all over us. We weathered the storm. But then we always, you couldn't say we weren't going to go down the other end and score at any stage across the whole game. And that has been Millwall for the whole season, taking pressure, soaking it up, but always with the chance and opportunity to go down the other end and get a goal. And that comes down to Morrison and Gregory, doesn't it? Two fantastic strikers in League One terms.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought Wallace had a good game yesterday, second half.
He did.
I mean, I would have put my ass, well, I haven't got an ass, but I would have put a lot of money on there. I would have put a lot of money on Wallace just smashing that home, and I think he tried to be too fancy and slot it.
Should have gone for power, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, just blasted it on his near side. But the longer it went on in that second half, the more we grew into it and the more corners we were getting. All right, the referee was blowing up every time anyone breathed on any of the Bradford players, but that's neither here nor there. But we just seemed to, you could feel something coming. I know that sounds silly now, and it's easy to say it now, but I just felt the longer it went on at 0-0, the more it suited us. We've seen it against Leicester, we've seen it against Bournemouth, we saw it against Watford in big games, and other, obviously, at Bristol Rovers as well.
Yeah.
There's a still about Millwall. Like, there's something about getting the job done, no nonsense, and we're going to do it. It don't have to be pretty. As long as someone scores and we win 1-0, we don't care. And it was a goal like that, you know what I mean? So
I'm just looking at the possession statistics. As I say, listeners, I've no prep here, so I've got absolutely no clever lines lined up or any kind of quips for you, but I'm just looking at the BBC statistics. 61% possession for Bradford, 39% for Millwall. Which again is so often we've seen that across the season. Teams that, and I thought they did pass the ball quite well yesterday. I thought they were a decent looking side, and on a different day they would have probably expected to have taken, 3 points if it had been a league game, but that was the big game. And you're right, Harry, I think there is something something special about this squad of players. They do fight for each other. It's a Millwall thing, isn't it? It's up backs to the wall, fighting your way out of a corner stuff, and that's what happened yesterday. Shots 18 for Bradford, 14 for Millwall, not much to choose between those. 3 shots on target for them, 2 shots on target for us, one of which went in the net. The corner count's odd, 5 corners to Bradford, 14 corners for Millwall. And I think there's always that sense of expectation that when we did get the ball, we could create something. Where they, you didn't always get that with them in the same way.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I think they'll probably learn a lot from it.
Yeah,
from a bad point of view. I think they will be in and amongst it next season. Definitely. I think their big mistake was letting Anson go, because I think Anson would have been
He's a Steve Morrison figure, isn't he, in their terms.
Yeah. So they would have definitely have caused us more problems if they'd just the target man, if you're going to push the ball wide, but they didn't, and we did, and it's just such an important day for the club to get out of that division, because I think a lot of players would have left in the summer. They may still do, but they would definitely have had a decent reason to leave.
Yeah, I mean,
if they didn't want to play League One football or Championship football, it's a big step up now, probably more so than when we got relegated 2 years ago. So,
if you look at the club situation overall, the story of the season, really. I mean, there have been moments last season where you know, you and me have spoken after games where we, you know, it was very hard to, you're trying to put the best spin on a bleak day's work. You know, there's been moments of where you couldn't see promotion in any way, shape or form. Given the club's situation off the field with all that's been going on since last September, we've pulled a cup run out when it was most needed. It kept the club's profile high. And now this yesterday also keeps the club's profile high and wins us more money in a higher league. The players have really done their bit to... I don't think I'm beating around the bush, Harry, in saying they say... have done their bit to save Millwall Football Club, because I don't know what the alternatives would have been at certain points. You know, vacation to Den and going to North Kent with a bleak future in front of us. So,
yeah, you're absolutely right. Massive. Yeah, you're right.
I think it's...
I don't know. It's just knight Neil Harris now, for fuck's sake. Just give the man...
Knight him.
knight him. Freedom of Bermondsey. Freedom of wherever you like. He'd never buy a drink again, will he? Let's put it that way.
Nor should he. I mean, it's funny. I just flicked onto the Neil Harris quotes on the BBC, and he says the same thing here, Harry. Neil Harris, speaking to the BBC, says this season will go down as one of the biggest successes in the club's history. I don't think that's an exaggeration. You know, I've been around a long while. I can't think of any similar circumstances where we've had successes for sure, but not in such dire circumstances off the pitch, you know? We've been fighting for our lives and we've prevailed. It's huge. Massive, massive achievement by this club.
Yeah, it's just... the superlatives run out, don't they? You just...
Yeah.
They've done everything and more than what you could ask them to do. The cup run to knock out three Premier League sides at a dim.
Yeah, yeah.
The CPO thing, obviously, that was massive to get it postponed or cancelled, whatever way
you want to look at it,
yeah. Whatever way that falls. But, yeah. You know, we won't get into that. This is supposed to be a day for good, even though they've blocked certain things on Twitter, and we won't mention that either for legal reasons.
No. It's I'm just looking at Neil's quotes after the game yesterday, and he puts it well because he says the players find a way all the time. He mentions the 86th minute at Bristol when we were... basically not even in the playoffs at that stage until Hutchinson's late winner. 0-0, 1-0 down up at Scunthorpe to the 44th minute when Morrison equalised so dramatically. And then yesterday he pays tribute to Bradford, who were better than us in the first half. And it looked a long way at that point. He's right. He also identifies staying in the Championship now, Harry, and I think that's going to be a nice problem to have, and it's tomorrow's problem rather than today's, but it's something we do need to start to think about fairly swiftly, because the Championship season will start in August and we're going to be in with some big boys there. I was looking at the list of other clubs in that league, and there's some big financial hitters in that division, and we're going to need to find something extra there, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to... There's a few players, obviously, you know, your Coopers, your Wallaces, who I think... Yeah. I think Cooper's out of contract from Reading, so I mean, a free transfer on him taking a punt to me seems likely, yeah, and the right decision, as he's good cover and arguably puts pressure on the other two. Wallace, I mean, Wallace is quality, and whether or not we'll get him, depending on presumably price, is another thing. But I mean, I think I'd speak for everyone when I say we want him.
We do. That was made plain at the annual dinner I went to. Berylson made a joke about how we voted for his goal of the season because we really want to keep him. So I don't think Jed Wallace is in any doubt of the esteem in which he's held by the club and certainly the fans. He came over to where I was sitting yesterday, took a couple of scarves and shirts that people were throwing him. And, you know, the affection he's got for the club is evident. He's a Championship level player, Harry, isn't he? And let's hope he can see that Championship future with us now. Same for Jake Cooper as well. I'd say the same about a Championship level player. Just looking at some of the names in the division next season: Aston Villa, Birmingham, Bolton, Cardiff, Derby, Leeds, Middlesbrough, some big teams, the Forest, the Sheffield clubs, Sunderland. Biggest capacity in the league will be Sunderland. Stadium like 49,000. and Wolves, some massive, massive clubs there.
QPR.
Who manages QPR, Harry? I've forgotten. Who's that bloke?
He's a clown. apparently, he's signing a 6 foot 7.5 inch Austrian.
That would be too.
I don't know how
that
would go. He is generally to cut in. Honestly, apparently, if offered Meyer offer a contract, honestly.
Oh God, make it be true. Make it be true, and make it an early season fixture so that he hasn't been
first
sacked
game
yet.
Of the season. QPR away.
Holloway and Meyerhofer. Make that be true, God, please. I'll even believe in you.
there's a Millwall deity out there that answered many prayers yesterday.
Even the second string fixtures. You've got your Bristol Cities, Leeds, Ipswich.
Leeds is a second string fixture.
Yeah.
When did that you're all right.
Yeah.
If
we can get any tickets.
Yeah. Did you know that you've got to go and get your tickets for the Leeds game now by 3 o'clock this afternoon from the Outer Hebrides, if you want one.
Oh dear, some good teams, some big teams. It's going to be nice to see the Den with decent crowds in it again, some decent away supports, and hopefully better times around the corner. An immense day. I haven't written anything down, so I'm just struggling to think of, as you said earlier on, Harry, the superlatives. One of the big days. I mean, I've seen how many promotions, about 5 or 6 promotions, I suppose, in my time. This was certainly the most enjoyable, given the circumstances. The pitch invasion yesterday, shall we talk about that for a moment? We might as well mention it in passing.
I'm sure there'll be column inches to it.
another first to add to the litany of Millwall firsts. The first team to invade the pitch at Millwall.
I can't believe they fucking done it. I can't believe they managed it. I
actually think we're there to test Wembley's. We're like a quality test. We're like a quality test. Each year, because they reinforce the upper deck. I was sitting low, looking up at the opposite upper tier where there were fans in that opposite highest level of seating, and they had like a Rorke's Drift style double level of first first wave of stewards sheeting and another wave.
Six
bayonets. Nothing happened up there this time, but this year
there's no one up there, was there? Bradford fucking took
There was a few Bradford up there, but I don't think there's clearly nothing going on up there the last time, but not like the Barnsley last time. This time we came at them low.
And it weren't a Bradford. We went for the stewards this time.
I just take my hat off to anyone who can get across that kind of strange barrier thing. They're like a medieval barrier. I thought, how are you going to get across that? You break your leg getting across it. But Millwall fans find a way. Like the squad, we find a way. There we are.
That was brilliant. I don't know. I think a lot's being made out of it at the end. Wow. Whether or not, I know that it weren't the best.
It wasn't ideal,
but it's you had 40,000 people on the pitch at Spurs the other week, and you didn't get half the fucking shit that Millwall will get for doing that.
It's because no one else has done it yet. They get very jealous, and it's Millwall that's done it, and a lot of people wish they were us. And I think that. There's a certain uncontrollability about the Millwall support, which for better or for worse, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. You're not going to take it away, and long may it continue, because that's why we follow the club, Harry, isn't it? I mean, would you really want to be a Charlton or a Palace? Not really. There's always the unpredictability of the Millwall support, and I think that's just, you've got to like it or love it or leave it, really. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, we should be sponsored by the Samaritans or Mind or one of these mental health charities, because we are a split personality. We are the walking embodiment of schizophrenia, aren't we? If we lose, fucking shit, Harry's out, cunt. If we win, we're the best team in the world.
Knighthood.
it's just a split personality. Fucking the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. That's Millwall. It's a tea, really. But no, I don't know. I mean, it was such a Millwall way to do it, weren't it?
Absolutely.
Thinking about the game,
last
the
day
at
the
Den
style, wasn't it? It's anti-establishment. It's got every potential to go wrong. Somehow we got through it, and we live to fight another day. And that's the Millwall motto.
It's just, you know, it's not just that, is it? It's everything else that comes with going to Wembley and thinking, and the novelty has worn off, you know. When we won in 2010, I think it was more relief than celebration, I felt, at full time. This year, I stayed until I was the last person to leave me block. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I soaked every minute of it in because it doesn't happen often. We are living in a golden age for the club, really, if we're being honest, against all the odds that may be. But the last 20 years, I mean, I'm 27, the last 20 years in a club, we've been to Wembley six times, if you count the old one. We've been to the Millennium Stadium, Old Trafford, Europe. You know, I mean, and before that, there's a morass of shit, really, the club had, you know, going back for years.
That morass of shit is the bulk of my life, Harry. Thank you, mate.
That's all right. That's all right. Just be thankful I come along. Obviously, I'm a lucky mascot. But it's true.
It's true.
And you know, days like yesterday, you make it all worthwhile. And you have an affection for them. They're all... they're flatly flawed football players. You know, Jimmy Abdu can't play a pass and Tony Craig's got about as much pace as a JCB on the fucking motorway. And it's just... But they got there. I mean, Ferguson's tackle in the last minute to block the ball is... He comes from nowhere. I mean, I got home last night in a drunken state.
Yeah.
Walked through the front door, put the TV on and went, I'm going to watch the last 10 minutes. Put the TV on, watched the last 10 minutes and went, I can actually watch it now, not from behind the hands.
Yeah.
And it was such a good, defensive performance from Millwall.
It was an immense defensive performance, and I think that's the thing to take away from it. We did the job at the other end. Just before we close out, Harry, I want to mention two things. The spontaneous, I wasn't aware this tribute was going to take place to Anthony Murphy, who sadly passed away on Friday, the poor chap who had the heart attack in the home game versus Northampton. There was a minute's applause on 40 minutes, which for me came out of nowhere. I believe it had been generated on Facebook. And,
it was.
Twitter. I hadn't seen that, so I thought that was just fantastic. And also fair play to those Bradford fans, that there were some that joined in with that. And then in reverse on 56 minutes, the tribute to the Bradford fire victims of 85, which took real hold to get around the whole stadium. And that's the other side of the coin. Yeah, there's middle class outrage at the pitch invasion, but let's get it right. There was two tributes there that tell the other side of this fantastic club story. And I think that's also worth mentioning before we close out. So. Well done, Millwall. Well done, Bradford. I don't have a problem with Bradford as a club. I thought they brought their part to yesterday's game, Harry. It's a fantastic game of football. Raw and uncompromising. And for a playoff final, it was entertaining if you could be a neutral in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, let's give a shout-out to Stuart McCall, who said that he would have liked to have clocked one or two of the Millwall.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's... You know, he probably got, you know, I'm sure if it had been in reverse and Neil Harris had said that, that would have been, you know, hurrah for Neil. And, you know, he's defending his club and that's fair play. I wish Bradford well next season. I hope they succeed. They're a decent club.
I think he's got delusions of grandeur, Nick. I listened to an interview of him before.
I haven't really listened to him.
On an EFL weekly podcast. Interview, and he said Millwall have no good history at Wembley. And I thought, right, good, that's good. They know fuck all about us, obviously, if that's their level of preparation. They don't know that we are one of the five clubs, I think, that have gone to Wembley twice in a row and won now.
I think so, there we go. Fuck him in that case. Members of the jury will disregard my previous remarks. Fuck him.
Yeah, and Bradford as well.
McCall, you cunt. That's you a good moment to close it. Big thank you to Harry Warren for all your help this season, Harry. Been a great season, mate. Big thank you to everyone that's taken part in the show. Big thank you to you, dear listener, for listening to it. We're going to close out there, Harry. The songbird's singing behind you, mate. And we'll all come back and do it again in August.
It's been a pleasure as always, isn't it?
Arrivederci, Millwall.
Mm-hmm.